From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Senators John McCain and Barack Obama are now racing for the finish line. They've wrapped their third and final debate of election 2008. Last night's matchup had some very confrontational moments.
Senator Obama, I am not President Bush. If you wanted to run against President Bush, you should have run 4 years ago.
Essentially, what you are proposing is 8 more years of the same thing, and it hasn't worked. And I think the American people understand it hasn't worked. We need to move in a new direction.
Here for some post-debate analysis is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Farai.
So, how did things stack up last night overall?
I think they stacked up as the most effective debate, perhaps, for both candidates for highly different reasons. John McCain had his most effective night at taking the fight to Barack Obama, pushing him harder, looking at him, being more interactive with him, and bringing up some of the subjects that he has been pressed to bring up by some of his own core supporters. The William Ayers connection or alleged connection, the Acorn matter, Fannie and Freddie, some of the things that Republicans are upset about in this fall, this autumn of angst and unhappiness in America. And I thought it was also a pretty good night for Barack Obama because, once again, he kept that preternatural cool. He smiled. He even chuckled a few times. He parried the thrusts from John McCain, including the personal ones. And he seemed to emerge at the end of the night pretty comfortable with his own skin and his own lead.
Both of these men were seated extremely close to each other in a way that hadn't happened in the previous debates, and neither of them seemed entirely comfortable. There's much being made of their body language and their facial expressions. What did you see when you watched this?
Part of the problem, of course, is what you see on television is not exactly what's happening on stage. What you see on television is often the result of either a one-shot, where they show you one of the two men without the other, and you don't really have a sense of how close anyone else might be to him. And then there is the two-shot, the split screen, where you can actually watch the reactions on the faces of the candidate who isn't speaking. And that is a fairly interesting and sometimes devastating way to watch a debate. I think everyone recalls who saw the 2000 debates between George Bush and Al Gore that if you listened on radio or watched strictly the one shots, you got one impression. But if you saw the split screen, you saw Al Gore rolling his eyes and, you know, looking heavenward and making a lot of other gestures that people thought were disrespectful and maybe a little Bush league. That hurt, in that particular case, Al Gore more than it hurt George Bush. So in the debate last night, a lot of the two shots, a lot of those split screens showed John McCain looking angry, showed him looking very irritated, showed him looking upset and staring over at what appeared to be the next head just inches away, even though the two were seated on opposite sides of a rather large table.
When it comes down to issues, at this point, many people have already made up their minds based on either personality or issues, but did either of these two men strike out and forge new territory based on issues?
I wouldn't say that either of them really got into any terribly different territory. John McCain did explore some of those things that I mentioned a moment ago that he hasn't brought up in the debates. There was the use of the phrase class warfare by John McCain in reference to the phrase share the wealth, which was used by Barack Obama in a conversation with a now famous plumber in Ohio who has been referred to repeatedly as Joe the Plumber, although it turns out his actual name is Sam Wurzelbacher and not the name that John McCain gave for him last night.
I think Senator McCain also called him Wurzelberger.
There seems to be coming out about this individual today, but he was brought up as a symbol. And if there was any kind of new territory in all of that, it was using this man as a symbol for the Republican contention that if Barack Obama's going to raise anybody's taxes, he's going to raise taxes on you. He's going to raise taxes on the working class.
Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
That was NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, and he joined us from our headquarters in Washington, D.C.